Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1. What is the fundamental unit of charge on an electron?
A.
0.
B.
Minus 1.
C.
Minus 1 third.
D.
Plus 1.
The answer is B.
Minus 1. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. Charge has been with us for thousands of years. When the ancients saw little bits of dust cling to bits of amber, the Greek for the word amber, which is the resin, dried resin of trees, the resinous sap of trees, is called electra, so that's how we get electricity. But charge is a really deep concept, and you really have to follow it through the different centuries as people finally figured out that charge was what was happening to cause an electric field. So the charge of an electron is minus one, and it's minus one because initially people guessed the charge carrier to be plus one. They got it wrong, and it was the opposite sign. Protons have a charge of plus one, but of interest is the way that quarks have a charge of minus a third for the down quark and plus two thirds for the up quark. And these quarks stick together to make your protons and neutrons. More about that later. So for the question, what is the fundamental unit of charge on an electron? The answer is minus one.
Question 2.
What is the colour of an electron?
A.
Silver.
B.
Yellow.
C.
Purple.
D.
Blue.
The answer is A.
Silver. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. Electrons most definitely interact with light. In fact, it's electrons' transitions which generate light and create colours, and everything about light and vision is to do with electrons. Light is electromagnetic radiation, so for that you need electrons. However, if you just had a huge bucket of electrons, they would appear to have a colour. And to have a bucket of electrons, you have a sea of electrons which are free to move, and that's electrons in a metal. They're free to move the metal, and so we say that the colour of electrons is silver. So for the question, what is the colour of an electron? The answer is silver.
Question 3.
In what year was the electron officially discovered?
A.
1895.
B.
1896. 1898.
C.
1896.
D.
1897.
The answer is D.
1897. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. The history of the discovery of the electron is enormously complicated, with many, many scientists coming up with the idea that they're waves or they're properties of other things, but being an actual fundamental particle, which is very light and having a fundamental role in the makeup of an atom and having a charge, that goes to J.J. Thomson in 1897, credited with actually proposing that electrons were individual little particles, and he calls them corpuscles, and later on another person coined the word electron. So for the question, in what year was the electron officially discovered? The answer is 1897.
Question 4.
Which scientist is credited with isolating a single electron?
A.
Einstein.
B.
Thomson.
C.
Millikan.
D.
Edison.
The answer is C.
Millikan. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. The isolation of a single electron, and therefore the ability to measure the absolute charge, was done by someone who put individual charges on oil drops and measured the mass of that, and he's someone called Millikan. So for the question, which scientist is credited with isolating a single electron? The answer is Millikan.
Question 5.
Which force does not act on a moving electron?
A.
Magnetic force.
B.
Electric force.
C.
Gravitational force.
D.
Coriolis force.
The answer is D.
Coriolis force. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. Now, this is a trick question because Coriolis force, officially in physics and science, is not a real force at all. It's the force which we say gives cyclones the direction of their spin in south, southern and northern hemisphere. However, the electron has a mass, so it feels the force of gravity. It's also got a charge, therefore it feels an electric field, and when it moves, it feels a force in a magnetic field. So for the question, which force does not act on a moving electron? The answer is Coriolis force.
Question 6.
What is the size of an electron inside a helium atom?
A.
1/1000th the size of the nucleus of a helium atom.
B.
The size of the nucleus of the helium atom.
C.
1/1000000000th the size of the nucleus of a helium atom.
D.
The size of the helium atom.
The answer is D.
The size of the helium atom. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. In quantum mechanics, things of smaller mass are larger sizes. And there's a whole number of aspects of quantum mechanics about particles moving through each other, which means that an electron actually takes up the entire volume of an atom. And if there's many electrons, they exist in space through each other. So for the question, what is the size of an electron inside a helium atom? The answer is the size of the helium atom.
Question 7.
When an electron is accelerated in a electron gun, it
A.
changes its electric charge.
B.
becomes heavier.
C.
slows down.
D.
spins.
The answer is B.
becomes heavier. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. It is possible to make an electron gun by using the fact that an electron will accelerate to a positive plate. But if you have a hole in the positive plate, the electron will continue to accelerate and travel through that hole. Now, nothing special really happens, but as the electron accelerates, it increases in speed, and part of special relativity is that it gains relativistic speed. This is one of the things you have to know, that things that approach the speed of light increase in mass. So for the question, when an electron is accelerated in a electron gun, it? The answer is becomes heavier.
Question 8.
How fast does the electron spin on its axis?
A.
1,000,000 rotations per second.
B.
10,000 rotations per hour.
C.
1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 mind.
The answer is
D, undefined. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. Spin used for electrons is actually a concept borrowed from the everyday world but doesn't apply. So the electron itself is actually physically not spinning, but it has some of the mechanical properties of spin, but itself is not actually spinning around. So for the question, how fast does the electron spin on its axis? The answer is undefined.
Question 9.
By what angle would you have to spin an electron around before you get it back to the same point?
A.
180 degrees.
B.
360 degrees.
C.
720 degrees.
D.
90 degrees.
The answer is C.
720 degrees. Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows. This is a weird thing of particle physics. It's called S2 symmetry. And S2 symmetry is the symmetry of a Möbius strip. And it means that things have to be rotated by 720 degrees or twice before you get back to the same point. So for the question, by what angle would you have to spin an electron around before you get it back to the same point? The answer is 720 degrees. If you divided the mass of the electron by the mass of the proton, what number would you get? The quiz. We hope you enjoyed it. You're feeling a bit more confident and it added to your store of knowledge. Cheerio, see you next time.